Good evening. We'll call the Plan Commission meeting in order.
Yeah.
As for roll call.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scard is excused. Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson.
Here.
Michelle Burnett.
Here.
Terry Rice.
Here.
Quorum present. The minutes of November 11th, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve as written.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the November 11th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. Is there anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak under citizen comments? Hearing none, go on to new business. Item A, B, and C are all related. We will take comments on all three of them, although item A is a public hearing. And that's the zoning text amendment, and item B is a certified survey map, and item C is the digital imaging and the ESIS access easement. Gene?
Hello. Mike Serpy, members of the Plan Commission. We're here to do both consideration of a zoning text amendment at the request of Kevin Vernick with MVP LLC agent and an amendment for an amendment of the Prairie Ridge Plan Unit Development related to Sherwin-Williams Development to be located at 91st Avenue between 76th Street and Prairie Ridge Boulevard. At the same time, we'll also be considering a certified survey map as well as a site and operational plan, digital security imaging, DSIS agreement, and the DSIS access easement. These items are related and will be discussed at the same time, however, require separate actions. The petitioner is requesting approval of a site and operational plans for the construction of a 4,000 square foot paint store with associated site improvements on a vacant to be created 1.27 acre property to be located at 76th, 67th, and 91st Avenue in the Prairie Ridge development. Kevin Vernick is the developer of this corporate Sherwin-Williams store. The Sherwin-Williams company is a Fortune 500 company in the general building materials industry. The company is headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio, primarily engages in the manufacturing, distribution, and sales of paints, coatings, and related products to professional, industrial, commercial, and retail customers, primarily in North, South American, and European markets. The Pleasant Prairie Sherwin-Williams store is intended to sell Sherwin-Williams branded architectural paints and coatings, industrial, and marine products. The original equipment manufacturer product finishes and similar items, and two contract support, sprayer maintenance and repair, and RRP certification sessions and supplies. The store hours open to the public will be Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 to 6 p.m. 6 daily automobile trips are anticipated, with 1 weekly truck trip to and from the site. A total of 24 parking spaces, including 1 handicap accessible parking space, would be provided on the site with a cross access to the BMO Harris site to the north and to the vacant property to the south. The store is projected to be under construction in February of 2020 and completed and operational in June of 2020. This is a brand store for the Pleasant Prairie market and will not be a relocation. The Village Plan Commission conditionally approved the master conceptual plan for this proposed development on October 14th of 2019. The site and operational plan submitted to the village on November 8th, 2019, comply with the comments and conditions in the staff memo presented to the Plan Commission on October 14th of 2019, as well as the land use map. This property and the adjacent property to the south are planned to be developed as community commercial in conformance with the Prairie Ridge Planned Unit Development. The zoning text amendment. The property is currently zoned B2 PUD, commercial business district in the with a planned unit development overlay. The current Prairie Ridge planned unit development ordinance as proposed to be amended to include the following items related to the Sherwin-Williams development, including that the Sherwin-Williams building will be equipped with a fire sprinkler system, and that lot one of the proposed CSM will be allowed to be 1.277 acres rather than the 2 acre minimum for the rest of the development, and that the wall signs for this site would increase the maximum amount of signage to 115 square feet in total building. In addition, the PUD is being amended to indicate that any amendments related to the dedication and entry monument easement with the Prairie Ridge development may be requested by the Prairie Ridge Commercials Association rather than the original developer, VK Development. The certified survey map and the property is being proposed to be subdivided into two separate parcels. Lot one is the northern property where the Sherwin-Williams is being proposed. That property is the 1.277 acre property. The property to the south is proposed to be 3.603 acres and is to be developed for further commercial development pursuant to the master conceptual plan as conditionally approved by the Village Board on October 22, 2019. The attached CSM has a few comments and corrections, as well as there are currently no outstanding taxes or special assessments on this property. Pursuant to the Village Finance Department, there are also any types of taxes, assessments, or fees shall be paid prior to granting occupancy for the site. A recorded copy of the CSM shall be provided to the village within 30 days of board approval. The recommendations. The village staff recommends that the Plan Commission send a favorable recommendation to the village board to approve the zoning text amendment as presented, as well as the certified survey map subject to the comments and conditions. And finally, the village staff recommends that the plan commission approve the site and operational plans, the digital security and imaging system, the agreement, and the DSIS access easement, subject to the comments and conditions of the village staff report dated November 25th, 2019.
And this is a matter for public hearing, as we have some items on that.
This is a matter for public hearing. Item A is a public hearing, but the commission will accept comments and questions on all three items, B and C included. This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak?
And we do have Kevin Burnick here from Sherwin-Williams, Kevin, representing Sherwin-Williams.
Anything to add, Kevin? You want to remain silent? That's probably good. Tip the microphone up, Kevin. There you go. Thank you.
You can tell me when the weather will break, and then we're all in. So that's the goal.
Okay.
Right after the
weather is suitable. Okay. Good enough. We may have some questions for you, and we'll ask you to come back up if that's the case. But anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open up the comments and questions from the commission. Gene, what... can you explain the difference between the 2 acre minimum or 2 acre land and the 1.22? What is 2.7?
So based on what they are designing or what they need for their site, they don't need a total of 2 acres, and so they have more than enough land to accommodate their 4,000-square-foot building. And so as a result, the property to the south, depending on its use, will likely need a little bit more acreage. And so they meet the open space requirements, the parking requirements, the size requirements. So the staff recommends that the 1.277 acres is more than enough for them for this desired use at this location.
Okay.
And then just a couple other things. There's a cross-access easement their attorney has drafted, and we've reviewed. We're just waiting for Bayer Development to take a look at. And that clearly identifies that cross-access between BMO Harris property to the north, the Sherwin-Williams property, and then the land to the south, which eventually can take you out into Prairie Ridge Boulevard or 91st Avenue. So that is in the works as well.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions? It's your pleasure.
I move to... I recommend to send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the zoning text amendment as presented in the staff report.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the zoning text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. What's your pleasure on item B? Anybody?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Plan Commission send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the certified survey map subject to the comments and conditions of the Village staff report dated November 25, 2019.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the certified survey map. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item C.
I move to approve the Plan Commission recommend the site and operational plans, digital security imaging, and DSIS agreement and easements.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plan, digital security system, and a DSIS access agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Thanks, Kevin. Item D. So site and operational plan for Ta Chen. Who's got that?
I do. Jean? Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission. Seafried Properties is requesting, with the request of Henry Tang of Ta Chen International, agent on behalf of Seafried, I should say, owner of the property located at 8500 116th Street, for approval of site and operational plans. This is to occupy an entire 204,797-square-foot building for dry storage and warehousing. Seafried Properties purchased the property located at 8500 116th Street, and this is the site of the former Rensis Recovery Center property. They raised that existing building of 11,488 square feet, and they constructed a brand new building, a speculative industrial building. It's referred to as SIP or SIP1 on 12.78 acres. Work began in May of 2019 with the raising of the structure, and construction began in June of 2019 for the building and site improvements. The building is intended to be an additional leased warehousing location for Ta Chen. Ta Chen currently occupies two other sites in the village, one located at 8500 109th Street and at 8505 100th Street. Ta Chen currently employs approximately 70 full-time and 5 part-time employees in the village. Ta Chen is currently undergoing an expansion of their primary site, which is on 109th Street. That site certified survey map and approval was granted by the board in June of 19. Founded by Mr. Shea in 1989, Ta Chen International entered the U.S. market as a newcomer to the stainless steel distribution business. Within 10 years, the company has grown from a small operation in Los Angeles to become the largest and most recognized name in stainless master distribution in the United States. In recent years, Ta Chen has acquired companies such as other aluminum distributors, a domestic stainless pipe and tubing manufacturer, and an aluminum mill, which was purchased earlier this year. Ta Chen intends to utilize all of the warehouse space to store aluminum coils directly on the floor slab. These aluminum coils are approximately 60 inches in diameter and 72 inches tall. The storage of all the materials is intended to be on pallets stacked too high. It is anticipated that Ta Chen would begin utilizing the building in January of 2020. It is anticipated that 4 full-time employees will work at the site, with the possibility that up to 20 Ta Chen employees based out of the other facilities would interact at the site. It's anticipated there'll be 40 to 60 daily average number of automobile trips to the site. Approximately 2 to 10 daily truck trips are anticipated from this site. The two existing access points will access the site from 116th Street. The site provides for 199 parking spaces and 23 dock doors with an additional 36 truck spaces, which could be converted to dock doors in the future on the west side of the building. About 25% of the site will remain open space. Stormwater for the development is accommodated through an on-site drainage system, which drains to the regional retention facilities within the Lakeview Corporate Park to the north of the property. We do have representatives here from both Tachen and Siefried to talk a little bit more about the project.
Name and address for the record, if you would. We have, if anybody has any questions, we can address them to you. What's that?
We have them come up and see if you want.
We've got to see.
Yeah, it says a conditional approval.
I don't know. Ask the question.
We do have someone here from Tachen also to make a further presentation.
Wayne or Judy, who's going
to? To staff, it says here that we're supposed to recommend a conditional approval of the site and operational plans. I thought this was the approval, not conditional. Or am I reading it wrong?
So all of our site and operational plans are conditional approvals, all of them, whether or not they're preliminary or final. In this case, it's a final site and operational plan, but they all have conditions because the staff always has conditions. But in this case, it's a final site and operational conditional approval.
All right. Any other comments or questions? Mm-hmm. Is there a press involved with this, with the fabrication? Is that why you had to redo the... Oh, okay. No manufacturing.
Okay. All right. Can we just have your name and address for the record, too?
Is that microphone working?
I'll just see if it's on.
All right.
Should be.
Any other comments or questions from the commission?
I have none.
If there are no further comments or questions, I recommend conditional approval of the site and operational plans subject to the above comments and the following conditions in the report.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item E.
Thank you.
Is a certified survey map. Who's got that?
I do. Following is a request of Matt Feinauer, PE. He is our village engineer on behalf of Haribo of America Manufacturing LLC. This is approval for a certified survey map to dedicate additional right-of-way on 122nd Avenue and Gold Bear Drive, just west of the interstate and south of Highway C. As a result of final roadway plans, additional right-of-way along Gold Bear Drive, totaling about 1,455 square feet, is being dedicated so that all public improvements, including the public sidewalk, is located within the dedicated right-of-way. Also, on the north end of the property along Highway C, additional right-of-way is being dedicated to accommodate the relocated driveway access. Due to their truck traffic on the north end of the site, they're requesting a wider driveway than 35 feet for the manufacturing and distribution area that connects to 122nd Avenue. So therefore, the DOT has requested that right-of-way be dedicated to the village for the wider driveway at that location. The staff recommends approval of the certified survey map subject to the CSM being finalized, executed, and recorded at the Register of Deeds office, and a recorded copy of the CSM being provided back to the village. As you can see on the slide, those are the blow-up of the two areas, the additional right-of-way that's needed for the wider driveway along 122nd Avenue, and then that driveway, that sliver of right-of-way needed for that sidewalk on the south side by Gold Bear Drive.
Second. Motion made and second for approval of the certified survey map. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Okay, item 7, adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Aaron has a question.
Have a nice Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, Aaron.
I just wanted to mention that there is only one meeting left for the Plan Commission this year in December, and that meeting's on December 9th. There's not a second meeting, so we have one meeting left this year for the Plan Commission.
Okay.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Well, with that, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.